This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the recent free trade agreement between India and European Union will benefit Indian startups by improving access to funding and will also boost India's creative economy. Mr. Modi was addressing the annual National Cadet Corps NCCPM's rally at the Karyapa Parade Ground in New Delhi.
यूरोपियन यूनियन यानी दुनिया के 27 देशों के साथ भारत का ये एग्रीमेंट हुआ है। इसका फायदा भारत के स्टार्टअप्स को होगा, भारतीय स्टार्टअप्स की फंडिंग और इनोवेशन इकोसिस्टम तक पहुंच और आसान होगी। इस समझौते से हमारी क्रिएटिव इकोनॉमी को फिल्म, गेमिंग, फैशन, डिजिटल कंटेंट, म्यूजिक और डिजाइन को भी बहुत फायदा होगा।
The NCCPM really marked the grand culmination of the month-long NCC Republic Day Camp 2026, which witnessed the participation of 2,406 cadets from across the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with Chief Executive Officers, CEOs of the global energy sector at his residence at Lok Kalyan Marg in New Delhi as part of the ongoing India Energy Week IEW 2026. Highlighting India's robust economic momentum, the Prime Minister stated that India is advancing rapidly towards becoming the world's third largest economy and will play a decisive role in the global energy demand supply balance. During the interaction, Prime Minister Modi drew attention to significant investment opportunities in India's energy sector. He highlighted an investment potential of around $100 billion in exploration and production, citing investor-friendly policy reforms introduced by the government. The high-level roundtable saw participation from 27 CEOs and senior corporate dignitaries representing leading global and Indian energy companies and institutions who expressed strong confidence in India's growth trajectory. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri and the Minister of State for Petroleum and Natural Gas Suresh Gopi and senior officials of the ministry were also present on the occasion. Following the demise of Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar in a tragic aircraft accident, a Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will visit Baramati in Pune district today. The last rites of Ajit Pawar is scheduled to be performed with full state honours in Baramati at around 11 a.m. today. Mr. Shah, Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and members of the state cabinet will be present at the funeral. Meanwhile, strict police security arrangements have been put in place across Baramati city as a large number of people are expected to attend the last rites. Uttar Pradesh government has launched a helpline of farmers which will assist them in getting complete information about the welfare schemes run by government. Now farmers will no longer need to visit government offices repeatedly to get information about the agriculture department schemes. All information will be available through a single phone call. Agriculture Minister Surya Pratap Sahi, along with Minister of State Baldev Singh Olakar, inaugurated the agriculture department helpline at the Directorate of Agriculture in Lucknow. Through this helpline, farmers across Uttar Pradesh can get information by calling on the phone number 0522-2317003 from Monday to Friday between 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Queen of Thailand Chow Khun Pa Sininath reached Kushinagar in Uttar Pradesh yesterday on a two-day visit. She was accompanied with a 70-member delegation. Today, she will perform a special puja by offering Shiva over the statue of Lord Buddha in Mahaparvanyanam Temple. After offering prayers at Ramanar Stupa, she will depart for Lumbini in Nepal. Earlier, Thailand's Deputy Prime Minister Borwansuk Vuano arrived at the Royal Thai Monastery in Kushinagar with a 10-member delegation to welcome the Queen of Thailand. In men's cricket, India suffered a 50-run defeat against New Zealand in the fourth T20 international of the five-match series at Visakhapatnam last night. Put into bat first, visitors posted 215 runs for 7 wickets in their stipulated 20 overs. In reply, India were bowled out for 165 in 18.4 overs, despite a quick knock of 65 runs in just 23 balls by Shivam Dubey. New Zealand skipper Mitchell Santner claimed 3 wickets. Earlier, India had won the toss and opted to bowl first. Despite the loss, India continued to hold an unassailable 3-1 lead in the five-match series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.